Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Bahoma and Beis speaks about the Shaila, whether the Shaifer of Rosh Hashanah should be poshul, should be straight, should be kofo, should be bent over, like we know you. So the Gemara says, "B'mai k'mit l'gi, Mar Sova Rosh Hashanah kama d'kaya finish daite fe mali." Better that person should break himself and be crazy than himself. Umar Salvador, come with a portion of hand tied to him. Rashi over here, the Gemara doesn't explain what the machlekes is exactly. Why yeah, why not? Rashi over here says something very interesting. Rashi over here, Roshana Das Bahov. Rashi over here says that the machlekes of whether it's better to bend down or to be up is a carbon copy of a machlekes in Yevamos Daf Kuf Amudbeis. The one in Yevamos Daf Kuf Amudbeis has a machlekes how a person should daven. Hamispalo tzoruch sheyitein eino plamato shenemar avoyu eini v'libay sham kol hayom v'chad omar eino plamalo shenemar nisa levaveinu al kapayim. Let's lift ourselves up. Rashi Ben Rosh Hashanah quotes that Gemara, and he says that since Tkiya Shofar is Tfilah, the Lashon of Rashi is, B'tfilasa Eponav, in Tfilah a person bends down, because of his pasuk, V'hayu Eini V'libisham. Hilkhu Rosh Hashanah de la Tfilah, Lahaskar Kedis, Rashi says that the Inyan of Tkiya Shofar is the Inyan of Tfilah. And by Tfilah, Rashi means to quote that man, the young man, Yibamis, who says that the Inyan of Tfilah is to look down, to bend down. The Sfeita Man Diyama says Rashi is kind of the Pasha Tvei Adav, Mishum Nisa Lo Havei Nol Kapayim. Haifer, Tfila is a Zichup Eivet, to pick yourself up. So Rashi says that the Machlekes of whether a Shofar should be a Shofar of his Batlos, of Kvifos, whether it should be a Shofar of picking himself up, is better than two Shitas in Tfila. Rashi brings the whole Gemara with all the Pesukim. In Tanta Rashi, so Rashi types to it that the Kiyah Shofar is a Tfila, and the machlekes by Kiyah Shofar is a carbon copy of the machlekes by Tfilah. How should a person daven? Should a person daven Eino Lamato? Or, if I care, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, Lamato. So the Shem Yishmol, the Sefer says, "Hey, Judah Nazach." We're noyig like man them holds kofif, that the Shofar is kofif. So here we're passing like the man the Omar who says by tefillah, ain't of lamata, to look down. For the Maisa, in Yevomis and in Brochus, we pass in a third shita, hamspalo tzoruch sheitin ain't of lamata, v'libar lamala. The goal is to get lamala. The goal is to up. Nisal of a vein of al-kapoyim. Pick ourselves up. Merely says, the Rishtik is that if Rashi says that the machlekes between two man the Omar, whether the Indian is to break yourself or the Indian is to uplift yourself, and we pass him kaifif, but by tefillah, the inyan is bold. The inyan is ein of lamata. The inyan is at the end of the day, it's ein of lamata, but the goal is libar lamata. That's the goal. Nisa the bavein of al kapoyim. So even though we pass him that by tkiya shofar, we pass him kofof, kama the kofof finish today, but if it's a carbon copy of tefillah, so then the real goal is to get to nisa the bavein of al kapoyim, nisa, to lift up. Libo Lamala, ain't of Lamata, but Libo Lamala. State that in the end of the day, the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is an Avodah of Lamala, to go up, to look up, higher, raise up, be Meroyim. How does a person get there? I mean, kaif yourself to the Eivishta, that's true. But the goal is Libo Lamala, the goal is to get to higher. That's what comes out from the fusing together of this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Yevamos. Well, what does it mean, Libra Lamala? What does it mean, Libra Lamala? What does it mean, up? What does up mean? What does down mean? And this is the Matorah of Tkiya Shofar. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Yesaya Tshuva, in the back of the Shai Tshuva, Rabbi Yehuda says that the way a person should do Tshuva, he says, if you want to do Tshuva, I'm going to tell you what to do. Vayemahu yashlach kol pshaw v'asher asal. On that day, you should throw away all the various you did. V'yasa atzmei kilu boi b'yoyim noilat. You should make yourself as of today you were born, created. Ve'im b'yodot le'esputzul, let me start from scratch. V'zeh yoyim t'chilas ma'isa, and that's the beginning. You start from scratch, you press zero, you reboot, you press zero on the meter, and you start from scratch again. And he says, and that's how you do shuvah, ma'al de'gazach. And he says, and if your Yetzer Hara is going to tell you that you can't do that, you have so many chatoyim, al yashir king, that's the Yetzer Hara. Shemar de'gamaisa, it's the same shari shuvah that we never finish, because we started El, and either El runs out on us, or we run out on El. So he has all Shari Tshuva, all the Pratim of Tshuva, and all the Sibis of Tshuva, and all the Sairas of Tshuva. And then all of a sudden he says, he snapped your fingers, and one day he threw it away, and he decided he was going to make it. What does he mean? There's another way he means to say is, there's a thing called Tshuva Shlema. Tshuva Shlema is the whole Sairas of Tshuva, and the Shari Tshuva. All the Dinim, all the Tikkunim, and all the Sairas, and all the Pratim, the Rat of Vidri. But if a person wants to get back on track, this is what you need to do. And then he says, what he means is this tshuva shlema, that's the whole shari tshuva with all the pratim, the rices, the dinim. But the way to get on track is to press the reboot. We start from scratch. Kilo ayam is a nolad, and a averus and a mitzvus, yashlof kol pshara. So, it's at the same time wrong, we have some sort of clarity in what he's saying, but the question is, I'll say a lashon belaz, it's a bluff. What do you mean, yashal kol pshar, a guy makes believe he's born today? What does that mean? What does that mean, b'chal? What does it mean a person makes himself as if he's a new person? Naniyach that it's not the whole process of tshuva, and naniyach that it's the beginning of the process, and naniyach we're getting you on the track of derech tshuva. We'll call it the kaneh b'darkei tshuva. He got you. He stepped on the door, step of it, naniyach. And then afterwards comes Tshuva Shlema. But what is this? The person says, Yashat Kol Shov. How does the person do Yashat Kol Shov? How does the person press zero on the meter and start from scratch again? The Pasuk in Tehillim says, in Kapitel on the Beis, the David Maskil, Ashrei Nosu Yipesha, Kisui Chato. Also, it means Nasi Pesha is somebody who has lazy over. But Chazal Darsh is the Lashon of Nasi from Nasi. Oh, Chazal Gracious Rabbi for Beit Yud Aleph on this capital hill who said, what's Ashrei Nisui Pesha? Nisui, not from the Lashon of Lazy Oven, but from the Lashon of Nasi, to pick up. Nasi is Rish, Kisisa. Zogun Chazal, Ashrei La'otam Shum Gavoya Mipshah V'Loi Pshah Be'imenu. Ashrei Nosui Pesha, praiseworthy is a person who's above his chatoyim. Gavoya mechatoyim. He's above his chatoyim, and that is chatoyim are above him. Nosui Pesha, you're above it. That's interesting as that. What does it mean a person's above his pshoyim? What does it mean he's below them? Did it. That's what's such a bob. And by the way, it's before in this capital film that this mahalach of nosui, of above, gavoya mechatov, there's that terminology in Chazal, that there's such a bear as a person who's above his averus, as a person who's below his averus. What does that mean? And why is that the mahalach of tshuva? So there's another Chazal in Medrash Tehillim on this pasuk. One Chazal is what it says in Medrash Rabbah and Gracious, that Nosui means I rose above my Chatoyim, Asher Adam Gavoya my Chatoyim. And then there's another Chazal on that capital Tehillim in Medrash Tehillim, the Afinor. Medrash says like this, that David Maskel Asrei Nosui Pesha. Chazal darshed the word Maskel. The David Maskel. What's a Maskel? Zeh Shomer Akosa Pasuk Mishli Oyra Chayim Lamal Lamaskel. A maskel, a person in a circle, lives an Oyra Chayim Lamal. He lives a life up. Mishu Mistakel Lamal. Somebody who looks upwards, Elu bnei odom shenistaklu l'mayla. That's what it means. The David maskil. The David maskil. David was a maskil. What's maskil mean? Maskil means the pasuk in Mishlei of oyer achayim l'malo l'maskil. A maskil lives up. Continues the Medrash and says, Omar David, ani mistaklu l'malo. I'm looking up. Shenemar the David maskil ashrei nesui pesho. Umisha mistaklu l'malo u'kisu chatov. The chatom are covered over. You hear me say? The David maskil ashrei nesui kisu chatov. What's the pshat in that? Somebody who looks, who's a maskil, kisu chatov. His chatom are covered over. What's the pshat in that? So one drosha says nesui means you're above the avera. The other drosha says maskil means the mala, and then you get to a thing called kisu chato. Your averas are covered over there; they disappear. Rabbi Yochum explains the yisoid of the mala mechatoyo. He says a hezber is a new chelakon elul that came out a few years ago of new shoes and for Rabbi Yochum and elul. He doesn't bring down this medrash of maskil the mala, but he explains a big yisoid. What does it mean kovoya mechato? What are the words above his chato? He says a pshat like this. He says that I want to read a lashon that they said over. He said, "Soit kaporas avoy nasher idin shuvahu ki beiliyoyis ein makom lachatoyim v'chichatoyim ein medurum el bekiim bekamos." Rukum said that chatoyim live mador the lashon of dar. The living place, the environment of Chatoyim is Kamos. That's where Chatoyim dwell. That's where Chatoyim live. They live in Kamos. In Iluyis, in Hechkeit, in greatness, in a higher standard, there's no Chatoyim at all. The mother of Chatoyim is Kamos. And therefore he says, Iker Osko Yeh Bechiluf Kol Matzovoy Shehevio Liyedei Chet. To move, transfer, detach from the world of Katnus, where Chatoyim dwell, the world of Galus. He calls it Chiluf Olamos, switching words, switching worlds. Rukum says a Malatik is that. Rukum says that Chatoyim, Averus, come from Katnus. It comes from a person losing sight of what he is, of who he is, of what his mice mean, what his role in the Bria is. The mother, the living place, the dwelling place where Chatoyim incubate and develop is Katnus. If you're able to switch tracks, what he calls switch Olamos, you're able to move into a world of Godless, of Remus, of some sort of hecherkeit, so then the chatoyim disappear. They don't in that world. They don't exist in that world. They don't have meaning in that world. They're not relevant at all. You know, the Mori de Galoshin in Shai Tshuva in the beginning, and I saw it after the Rukum speaks about it. He says a line there, Mamash Agavocha, at the beginning of Shar Sheni. Min ha-nefesh ha-chashuva. The second paragraph, the end of Reis Aleph in Shabbos, tshuva comes from nefesh ha-chashuva. Tshuva, and he says over there something a little bit depressing. He says, if you're not misoyer, so it means you don't have a nefesh ha-chashuva. Because tshuva comes from the nefesh ha-chashuva. What does that mean? I'm not getting into the Kabbalah part of the nefesh ha-chashuva, which I don't know. But we can translate it. You know what it means? He means Yochashuv. The ability to tshuva comes from the chashivos of the nefesh. Nefesh ha-chashuva is the breeding place for tshuva. Yeah, tshuva mina nefesh ha-tshuva. Tshuva comes from chashivas. It comes from the recognition. It comes from the chosh of a place. It comes from the nechbodos. That's where tshuva comes from. By the way, it's very interesting. If you ask somebody, where's tshuva come from? I say, what do you mean? It's from the depressed place, from the guilt trips. What's the Savini I'm talking about? He's supposed to be a depressing sefer. Officially, that's when nobody learns it. He says, ki ha-tshuva mina nefesh ha-tshuva. Tshuva comes because you're chashuv. It comes from the chashuv part of you. It comes from the part of you that has a recognition of your godness. It comes from the part of you that has a recognition that this is shtiyo, this is marriage, guys. It's godness. It says we're from such a deep azah. He says, what does that mean? Because in that place, when you connect to chashivos, there's no chet. The ability to do tshuva, how do you eradicate the chet? Because in the place, the person of chashuv, the person, there's no chet there, b'chol. The person of chashuv is not. Think about it. Imagine a person was a little kid, okay, and right? In the sandbox when he was 4 years old, took mud and he threw it at somebody else. Came in and got mocking. Okay. And he was one of those guys. He did it more than once. Yeah, more than once, and for a few years. You meet the guy when he's face, and it's 20 years later, the Chosh Yukoman, he even has a frack. And just to learn, he's about to avoid the Davin. He comes to Musa Seder without signing on. Raffle, the real thing. I'm a real Ben Aldiya. And you tell the guy, you're the guy who threw mud at me when we were 3 years old in the sandbox over there, back in what do you call it? Matumat was not being Allah Khabir to remind the person of his chatoni. Yeah? But the conversation has meaning. Marriage kid. Yeah, and I was a little kid in the sandbox. First day, and thought, do I ever talk about it? That's what Rebuka means. If you're chashuv, you don't have chatoni. So what's the pshat is that this guy is 25, the pshat is that, yeah, he's doing kapora still, but they're not in the game anymore. That's cool that the guy's about chuv, that's what I'm asking. This guy is 25, how do we look? He's about chuv, he's not throwing mud. The pshat is how much to have with all the same, that's the best. That's what chuv means. Chuv means that, by the way, the marshal, everybody understands. Everyone understands that a guy who's 25 is not throwing mud at other people, even though he was a greater rascal when he was 5 years old. Dalen doesn't agree that he's a Baal Tshuva. That doesn't, he doesn't have to fast Monday and Thursday for that. Because the point is, it's not the Gaya, it's a different place. Our relationship to Nefesh HaTshuva, to the kapus that we do, is infinitely nitzchi, is a million times more than that. That's the chain of all, that's what it connects to, I see. But our relationship to Chatoyim is a thousand times the gap is who we are and what we did and what we do. Says Rabbi Rukin, that's what it means that the Chatoyim disappears. They're not relevant. Just the grace of Mensch, right? We're talking about what you did when you were in the sandbox. Nefesh HaTshuva means that when the Nefesh HaTshuva speaks up, when the Nefesh HaTshuva gets ignited, when the Nefesh HaTshuva is recognized, so then there's kisu chatoa, there's no chatoa all around. That's what it means. The David Maskel, Ashri, Yusu, Pesha, kisu chatoa. David Maskel says, Ani estak lamala. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. It's kisu chatoa. Mishu estak lamala hu kisu chatoa. Right? If you look up, it's no chatoa, because up there, there's no chatoa. So if you're there, if you're a grace of mensch, if you're uplifted, if you're a Uruchai lamala maskel, so it's kisuv chatoa, so chatoa disappears, then you can do tshuva. That's what it means when Rabbi said the lashon in Reishis Rabba, nasui pesha. There are people who are above their chatoyim. They're above their chatoyim. They're above. They're above their chatoyim. They're gavoya mechatoyim. What's the guy's gavoya mechatoyim? He's above it. It happens by them. It's a different place. He rose up above. Ashri Nisui Pesha. Ashri Misha Govoya Mechatov. Olech Hatov Govoya Mimenu. Oy Vavoy. That the guy is in a place where his Chatoyim are above him. And Tshuva comes from a person in Nisui Pesha, a person raising themselves up. And going above it. And rising above it. That's the story of Tshuva. And that's what it means. Nisui Chatov Govoya Mechatov. That's what it means. Ani Mistakul Amal. Misha Mistakul Amal. Kisu Chatov. Thank you. Rabbi Yehuda says that the ikonis badera chachuba is that a person is mashal kol chatav. How do you do that in 1 second? It's a whole process. Levels of tshuva, the meisim of tshuva, the darbis of tshuva, the tahara of tshuva, the protim of tshuva, the yisairus of tshuva, that is a long shari tshuva. Yashu kol chatoyev, kilo hayem nela means that I grew up in a different place. I mean, it's not called a mala. I'm gavoyev mechatoyev, it's pastish for me. I'm in a different place. I got out of the same box. Ki ha-tshuva min ha-nefesh ha-chashuva, because tshuva comes from the choshuva part of the person. That part a person could do in 1 minute. That a person could do in 1 minute, a person could do it in 1 second. A person could lift himself up and say, I'm done with the sandbox, I'm done with the mud pies, I'm stuck with Lamala. Now, in the place of Lamala, there's no chatoim in that place. Now you're in a new start. You have to go clean up the old mess, by the way. Your suit got dirty from the mud pies, by the way. You have to send it to the cleaners. Shaitub is the cleaners. But I'm not in the sandbox anymore. I'm not in a place where throwing mud anymore. I'm in a different place. I'm not in a place where chen is relevant. That's going into a world of tshuva. So we understand now why Rosh Hashanah is before Yom Kippur. Everybody asks. Rosh Hashanah is part of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We don't do tshuva. We don't say vidui. But the answer is that Rosh Hashanah is the Yisrael Tshuva, is part of tshuva. It's the Likonis. It's the going in to the Derech Tshuva. It's the going in. Well, what's Rosh Hashanah about? Rosh Hashanah is about Gadlus. Rosh Hashanah forces the Yid to get out of the sandbox and get out of the mud throwing and think big and be mechatan for big. The same way, but they back to the whole. Chopol, ki atapel, ati yitzarku. Simloich, Melech HaKadosh, Rosh Hashanah is about Nefesh HaChashuv, Rosh Hashanah is about Ani Mistakel Lamala. You can't do tshuva otherwise. In the sandbox, when you're busy throwing water at yourself, you can't do tshuva, you can't clean off the suit. You just have to get out of the sandbox. Ani Mistakel Lamala, Adam Gvoya Mechatoyev. Person lifts themselves up, puts themselves in a different place, Rosh Hashanah forces them to a different place. And then you have to say, it's Jewish, do the rest of it. But the first 2 days are the days of Mistakel Lamal, the days of a person raising themselves up, of being above it. And a person, and then he says that, don't let your Yetzer Hara tell you you can't do it. That part you can do. You can change your Musag, you can change your Sheifas, change your Rebbe, change the world you live in. From a world of Katnus, where Yerubah calls the Mother Acher, it's the place the dwelling Chet dwells, it incubates, it develops, it breeds in Katnus. What's Katnus? Katnus is the other guy said and that guy went and the guy in the deer and the... That's Katnus. It's all Katnus. Person listens and all the petty things that we talk about and we want and we look for. There's a more bigger video in Brochus. So the shaker is Taka Einav Lamata, but it's Liboy Lamala. The goal is to get to the goal is to get Kavoya Mechatoyov. That's the goal. The goal is Libay Lamala. The goal is to get to rise above. And the Mator of the Shaper, which begins the Yom Leroy, which begins Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is that a person should lift himself out of that Lamala. I need the stock of Lamala. There's a Moritik Rabbein Yoyner, in Yoyner Brochus, in the Daf Pei Arif, he says, Nisal the Bavenu Akavayim. He's talking about this Gemara that you have to look up. Nisal the Bavenu. He's a Marek Kadav. Hanir the Hochikamar. Nisal the Bavenu Imakapayim. The person davens, he wants something, he lifts up his hands. Shadar Bune Odom Bashas Atsayva Shinaisim Kapayim. People, when they ask for something, they pick up the hand and they plead. Vanat Malayna Asakayim. El Nisal the Bavenu Imakapayim. Yeah, the Hochikam. We're going to pick up our hearts with our hands. We're going to raise our hearts. We're going to raise our musagim. We're going to raise our revivalmus. And then he continues and he says, Shiyachshu v'libo kilu ho'aymet b'shamayim. Yosem v'libo kol tanubi ha'elam hazeh. Shiyachshu kilu ho'aymet b'es ha'migdosh. How does a person imagine that you're shamayim? Okay, things like a rocket ship. What does that mean? We're old enough to understand. What does it mean, Kilu Bashamayim? Kilu Bashamayim means that You're bigger than all the petty thoughts that you think about. So you can nisa livravenu, you can lift your heart up also. Your heart is your atzinus, your heart is your shifus, your heart is anything you really want. You can lift it up, you can raise it. And if that's that way that Rosh Hashanah of nisa livravenu l'kapayim to get to the libay l'mala, that our lev should be mufgeben with higher desires, higher atzinus. So it's not just a reason for our tefillahs to be heard. In that place, this kisur hatov, in that place there's no chet. In that place, a person's lamalo. In that place, a person's already entered a different world. Afterwards, we'll go clean off. We'll go to the cleaners, we'll clean off, we'll do tshuva, we'll make tshuva, for statement of Yubidu, Yosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Latar, Tefnei Hashem, the Torah, of course. But he's already in a different place. And that's the avodah of Elul, to use out the time, that when we get to Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda says you could do it in 1 second. Rabbi Yehuda says you could do it in a minute. But the Gresham, Berach Bohagdel, gave us an Elul. And I would venture to say that maybe more than anything else, that's the Hachana of Elul. That when we get to the Rosh Hashanah, we're able to jump and raise our hearts l'mala. Not just our hands for what we want and what we need, but to raise our hearts, to raise our levavenu al kapoyim l'mala. And afterwards, once a person has already entered the world of tshuva, he's already in a different place. What's the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan? Be'ilius. In an uplifting kite, in a roimus kite, in a dehoimer kite, there's no chet b'chal, there's no bakum for chet b'chal, there's no ra b'chal in the world. And every person has the yecholus to create that mitzias by himself, with nisa levavenu al kapayim, to lift our levavenu together with the kapayim.